We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Smitty, as we used to call him when he was with us, the sidewinder couldn't find a home plate, and the bases were loaded. Up steps Ernie Clement, no pinch hitter. Ernie was playing third. Jose was DHing. He elects to keep Clement in the game, does Tito Francona, and Ernie chops one to first. They go home, they get the force out, one out, base is still loaded. Then Luke Maitley, the backup catcher, starting for Austin Hedges, who got the day off, steps up to the plate. Kwan's on the bench, Naylor's on the bench, Richie Palacios, all on the bench. Seventh inning, down a run. Maitley grounds to third. Urshela bobbles it. For some odd reason, Franmil stops running. They throw home, he's out. Two outs. Then, oh gosh, who was hitting the third in that inning? It was Clement Maitley.
Talking about yesterday, of course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
was that the seventh inning?
Straw. Yeah, it was the seventh inning. Straw, you're not pinching, although Miles right now is not hitting. He lines out to Kepler, and it ends the inning. And I was looking on Twitter yesterday, and you and I were on the air, and some people are just blasting Tito. How do you not pinch hit there? What are you doing? Where's Naylor? Where's Kwan? And our buddy, Andre Knott, sideline reporter to the Stars on Bally Sports Detroit, or Bally Sports Cleveland, or whatever it's called. I knew I would.
Great Lakes, I think.
Great Lakes. Andre starts saying stuff like, you know, eye roll tweets, and boy, this fan base is something. And people are going at Andre. Like, why can't you criticize Francona? And again, I'm not saying Andre's some homer. Andre's been critical. He's not like that, but he was sort of defending Tito a little bit, Dustin, saying like, hey, you know, armchair quarterbacks out there, hold on a second. But I think it kind of brings to a bigger point, because it's either like, I think you can criticize a manager or coach despite a great job that they're doing this season. And I think that at times this year, we saw it in the Twins series. They got away with it in game two when he brought Anthony Castro into a one-run game. The guy's 4A as they come, as they say. He's not a triple-A pitcher, and he's not a major leaguer. He's more 4A. And he's just getting blasted, and he leaves him in the game, and then Urshela takes him deep. And you're like, but then you pitch Henches the next inning, so why didn't you just bring Big Sam in that inning, you know? But he got away with it. They scored four runs in the ninth and won. Yesterday, there's no excuse. You've got a pinch hit for Maitley. You have to. Clement, I could see. Ernie puts the ball in play. There was no, if you pinch hit for him, who's going to play third base? Because Jose's DHing. Maybe you move Miller to third, Naylor to first. But you've got to pinch hit for Maitley. But it's like, if you say, man, Tito messed that up, people say, well, you can't criticize him. But then if you don't say anything, it's like, well, then Tito's off the hook. I think there's got to be a happy medium there. What Terry Francona, I think, would be the first to tell you he's not perfect, right? He makes mistakes.
Totally so, makes mistakes. So he's far from perfect.
I just because he's the best manager in team history, would you say he is?
Yeah. I mean, Hargrove's up there.
Hargrove's up there. Certainly Lou Boudreau and, you know, others, but not. I mean, Tito has set a pretty good standard here. And
big
to
time.
Be honest with
and,
you.
And his, like just. His resume, not just with Boston, but add Cleveland to it, it's pretty damn impressive.
He's a Hall of Fame manager.
For sure.
He's been to the World Series with multiple teams. He should have won in 2016. Don't get me started on that. But, like, seriously, the guy's a Hall of Famer. But he can be criticized. And I don't know if Andre was just like, hey, you know, armchair. They would have brought in a lefty. And blah, blah, blah. No, that was a bad move. But you can say it. You know, and it's like, I think there's people. We took calls on this yesterday, and we can take some now, 216-578-0092. There were people yesterday saying Tito's done and he makes dumb moves. Well, all managers screw up from time to time. But looking at this product, this roster, what everybody thought was going to be a third place, maybe even some said fourth place. Some were saying, mm-hmm. Oh, the Tigers added Javi Baez and Eduardo Rodriguez, and they might leapfrog Cleveland. Instead, the team's 36-29 and in first place. That's pretty darn good.
Pretty damn good, yeah.
But he messed up yesterday, and you can say it without. I hate this society now where it's like, you know, someone says, "Oh, Aaron Rodgers is a bad guy. I don't like what he's doing with the COVID thing or the vaccine thing." Hater, hater. No, people may disagree with Rodgers on what he did there, but also think he's a great quarterback. Why do we have such a big? Why do we have such trouble criticizing managers, coaches, or players? And then all of a sudden you're labeled as a hater if you do that. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I do get it because fans are, they want to live and die with, you know, their players and their coaches, and they want to defend them like all the way, especially if there's somebody like Tito who is, you know, got an impeccable resume. I understand. And I mean, I kind of give Jonathan a hard time when he calls out Tito. I'm like, you're a hater.
Do you?
Yeah, a little bit. Because Tito's great.
He is great, but he also makes mistakes. We all do. And I think that there are managers around baseball that aren't as good as him. Like Tony La Russa is in the Hall of Fame, I think, already. He's a joke in Chicago. A joke.
Yeah, people want to run him out of town.
Now, they have more talent there. They've been injured. There's a lot of excuses, but this dude walked a guy, Trey Turner, earlier this year on a 1-2 count, intentionally. Gave him a free pass. The count was 1-2. He intentionally walks the Dodgers' Trey Turner. The next guy up, Max Muncy, hits a 3-run homer. And after the game, La Russa's like, yeah, no, I do it every time. It's like, wait, you're intentionally walking somebody with 2 strikes? Have you seen his stats with 2 strikes? Then why'd you pitch to him to begin with, doofus? Right?
Yeah.
I'll take Tito all day.
All day.
But I think we can criticize him and go, yesterday, he effed up. He did. It's the bottom line. I mean, you've got to be bringing Naylor or Kwan to the plate instead of Luke Maley against a righty.
Totally, 100%.
Now, again, Andre pointed out, well, he could have gone to Thielbar, the lefty reliever, and then that would have been lefty on lefty. And blah. Okay, so make the manager make the other move, especially after Smith just got Clement out. It's a move that... And people say, well, they still took 2 out of 3. Yeah, but we want to win all these games, especially against Minnesota. You want to step on their necks like yesterday and win the entire series. That's why, Dustin, I love the game, is that we can have this conversation. But it doesn't make me a hater if I just say Tito messed up, but I still think he's a good manager. You know?
Yeah, but I feel like you almost have to, like, say that first. I know Tito's the greatest manager in Cleveland history, but...
Right.
Like a precursor, exactly. You know, like say that before you, and you know, whatever it's like the one old saying, with all due respect, right? And then that's you insult right. somebody.
That's right.
That's but I feel like you have to do that with Tito. You feel like, I know he's the best manager we've ever had, but he really needs to pinch hit in that situation.
Had to. And like, I'm sure something will come up tonight. Like, you know what's going to happen tonight, right? It's going to be 3-3 in the eighth, and you know who's coming in. You know he's bringing in. And it drives everybody nuts, because here comes Brian Shaw.
Oh, you know my thoughts on Brian Shaw.
I do.
I even stopped tweeting Shaw because I feel bad, and people give me a hard time about it. So I'm like, I just don't want to deal with the drama.
My brother and I, he usually tweets out, or we talk about it. It's now HLS this year. It's High Leverage Shaw.
High Leverage Shaw.
Because it's like you'd figure in a situation like now where, and again, Sandlin's struggling and he was sent down. The bullpen's okay. But like Class A, you know, is just a killer at the end of the games. He's amazing. But who's the eighth inning guy? Well, Eli Morgan, right, has been the eighth inning guy. But after that, you don't know. There's some nights he goes to Shaw in high leverage situations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And people go ballistic. what's Tito doing? He should be fired for that. Well, Shaw's actually, over his last, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 outings, been pretty decent. You know, and the guys love him, and he's a veteran back there and a young bullpen. So we'll watch tonight. He'll bring him in.
let's get to a call on this. Jerry's on hold here, and he wants to talk a little Guardians. So he is next up on the Fan. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing today?
Great, man.
Good, Jerry.
Man, no, it's actually Dre, D-R-E.
Oh, Dre. Hey, Dre. Well, Keith misheard. Keith misheard you. Sorry about that.
Okay. It's all good. What I say about Tito, man, is like Tito to me is kind of untouchable because all Tito does is take these draft picks and turn them into stars. And soon as they become stars, we give them away. So if we keep our stars, we wouldn't have to pinch it. That's what I got to say.
Dre, how about this, though? Stay with me. Jose Ramirez stayed. Jose Ramirez is signed long term.
If that were you hanging your hat on Jose gave us a discount, man. How many MLB players actually give a discount? I want to hear that about Jose. Jose gave us a discount because he wanted to stay. Most people go for the money, man. But if we pay these dudes, we wouldn't have to pinch hit because it would have been Brantley back. Nor would have been our shortstop we gave away. It would have been them back, man. And then y'all get these. And then let me ask you this, and then I'll let you guys go.
Yeah.
To your point, everybody wants to praise the Indians about being a top-notch organization. What are we basing them on? Are we basing them on almost making the playoffs, or are we basing them on titles? I don't want to hear about the Indians organization being the best. We have no rings to show for it, so to me, they ain't nothing.
Thank you for the call, Dre. Wow. Dre coming in hot.
Coming in hot on a Friday with one segment to go.
She should have called in at 9:40 a.m. this morning. for the actual coming in hot. I don't agree with everything he's saying there. I think that this organization is one. They've won divisions. They've won pennants. They've been to the World Series. Yes, the owner probably does need to spend more, and I think the next owner that comes in here, David Blitzer, will spend more. But Kwan and Naylor on the bench, both of those guys are legitimate big league players who have had really good years. So, yeah, I see Dre's point. We wouldn't have to pinch hit for Maley but Maley's low budget, so that's not on Tito. But if this organization wants to make big steps this year, you know, at the trade deadline, Wilson Contreras of the Cubs is out there, and that guy's a beast, and he's a catcher, and he'd be a rental, but that'd be somebody that I think Dre would prefer to see up at bat in that situation over Luke Maley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tito's done well with these guys. No doubt about it. But I disagree. I mean, Kwan and Naylor are legit. They are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.